Item is subdivision 2018-05, Lot 10, Meadow View.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 13.24 acres into two single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the west side of Camp Road, approximately 2,500 feet south of Cannon Road. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 2, Parcel 18.13. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record the comments from the Sussex Conservation District and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And the applicant also submitted a preliminary subdivision plan and an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, are you representing this application?
Yes, sir. Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing tonight the applicant, Box 64B, Sellerville LLC, Mr. Joseph Basama. He couldn't be here tonight. He was scheduled to be out of town. This is an application to grant a subdivision of land of existing Lot 10 in Meadowview, which is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential, located on 13.23 acres of land, more or less, into two additional lots of Lot 10, so for a total of three lots. As Ms. Cornwell has stated, I submitted a hearing booklet that has some of the some maps and some of the drawings that I'm proposing for the application, and as well as I submitted a waiver for the forested landscape buffer, and I'll go through all of these as I make my presentation. Lot 10 is part of an existing 10-lot subdivision. It was a previously stripped subdivision along Camp Road. It was approved back in 1996. The property is identified as tax map 331-2, parcel 18.13. It is in a level 2 state strategies for investments areas, and I've provided those exhibits in the booklet as well. The adjacent property around this particular lot 10, and for the record, I've also submitted a zoning map around approximately 2.5 sides of this lot 10. The properties are zoned C1 commercial. There are a couple of lots along the frontage that are zoned AR1, and it is the end. This is the lot is at the very end of Meadowview subdivision. And of course, there's lot 9 adjacent to this particular lot. Also within the booklet and under tab 1, I've submitted the previously recorded covenants restrictions for Meadowview. Lot 10 the additional lots will adhere to those covenants and restrictions, but the important thing is that those covenants restrictions doesn't restrict Lot 10 from being further subdivided. Per section 99-13A of the subdivision code, the applicant has provided a majority consent of the property owners within Meadowview subdivision to increasing the density of the two additional lots. Those consent letters, we did receive 6 letters in favor, 2 letters not in favor, and then there were no responses from 2 of the lot owners. We did send letters, exhibits, maps to the to all 10 property owners, and we did go around and knock on doors and try to present the application that Mr. Osama would like to see happen with his lot 13. The average lot sizes for this particular subdivision are in keeping with what the original subdivision was intended. Lot 10 will become 5.16 acres. Lot 10A will become 3.48 acres, and lot 10B will be 4.59 acres for an average lot size of 4.41. Currently on the site, there is an existing home that Mr. Basalmo does rent out. He has been doing some renovations to that house. There is an existing driveway that leads to the house, and as part of this subdivided lot, I have we are proposing this area here to become the access easement, with the minimum being 50 feet in the back, taking up and then utilizing the existing driveway. No existing accesses will be proposed for these two additional lots. They will use the existing driveway that is currently out there. We have provided on the plan a restriction on the lots that that no further subdividing of these three lots will be permitted. We've also put a maintenance that lots 10, 10A, and 10B will be solely responsible for the maintenance and management of the cross-access easement as burdened by the driveway, utilities, and any drainage. And then lots 10, 10A, and 10B will equally share in the costs of the management and maintenance thereof in perpetuity. That note has been placed on the record plan and will be part of the recordation if you should choose to approve this application. In tab two of the booklet, I've provided two additional site evaluations as approved by Denerec. The two additional lots will have been approved for standard LPP septic systems. Each of the lots will have their own on-site wells. And again, the access to all three lots will be through the existing, the one entrance for the existing. I did submit a letter under tab one for to waive the landscape buffer requirement. I'm not going to read the entire letter into the record, but it is there, and it does state that we are asking for the waiver as stipulated under 99-6J of the subdivision ordinance, and my reasons are in there. And again, this proposed subdivision is keeping with the spirit of the subdivided lots that are currently made up as Meadow View, in that the minimum lot size of 3.48 acres is larger than four of the existing lots that are currently within Meadow View subdivision. And the average lot size is 4.41 acres, which is larger than the average lot size. If you take all 10 lots and you average them out, they're 4.25. So the average lot size for these three lots is larger than the average of the 10 lots. And the three lots have been integrated into the surrounding landscape. Again, it's, you know, these are three very large lots that are going to be in kind with what is already part of Meadowview subdivision. And the larger size will be for single family houses. It will not have any objectionable to the neighboring properties and roadways, and therefore we felt like it did not require the 20-foot wide landscape buffer for these larger size lots. And lastly, the proposed subdivision does meet the general purpose of the zoning and subdivision ordinance, being in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the district, the comprehensive plan, and the code by providing for proper development, conservation of property values, and the use of land in the county, which is essential and desirable to promote and protect the health, safety, convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the citizens of the county. Again, I provided the booklet of the subdivision, the consent letters, the restrictions that were part of the Meadowview subdivision. There's also in the booklet a copy of the existing 10-lot subdivision as it was recorded back in 1996. And with that, that's my presentation, and I'll take any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. And then we'll start with Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand the application, reviewed the information submitted, and I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions, thanks.
Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevens.
No, no questions.
And I have no questions, Mr. Whitehouse.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. Don't you know?
I just have a question. Are you also asking for a waiver from the street design standards?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure you were asking for that.
Yes. With the ten, with the showing of the 50-foot easement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you, Mr. And Mr. Robson?
None. Thanks.
Okay. You have a seat. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is anyone here like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-05? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name's William Reynolds. I'm the property next to this one that we want to work on. And we just keep saying no because we just don't like what's going to do. And part of that property right now and part of my property is like a wetland. And are they going to cure that wetland part? What are they going to do about it?
So you want to know if they're going to drain your property?
Yeah, it runs over to my property, but the farm across the road comes onto my property because they put a culvert from across the road, and it comes onto my property too, and plus my neighbors comes onto my property. So.
Okay.
And we had problems when they were renting the house with the renters they had there, and that's why we didn't want anything to be done there.
Sure. So. Understand. Okay. Thank you.
Sir, just so we know where you are, you lot 9?
I'm on this property this side. Next to where they want to put the driveway.
Okay.
How far is that going to be from my land?
Well, the driveway, it's got to be a minimum of 50 feet. It's 100 feet of 150 feet of frontage on Camp Road.
Well, I'm talking about where it comes up to the back of my property.
Yeah, on the back side, it's probably 30 feet off the line. The driveway will be. One of the things they asked for was a waiver from the street design requirements of Sussex County. And that actually, if this gets approved, I don't know if it will or not, but that actually helps you a little bit because it'll make that driveway be smaller. Because if Sussex County requirements came along, it'd have to be pretty wide.
Well, one of the big things we worry about is how much drainage comes onto our property.
Okay.
And it's a shame right now.
Okay.
Well, if it's not wet now, it never will be. With only 3 houses permitted, the footprint's going to be very insignificant.
I don't know about that. Have to wait and see what happens there.
Yeah. We'll ask the question, okay?
Yeah. So.
I think I heard the question. Yeah, so, well,
the
lane's going to be 30. She has to come and testify, but I think I heard the question. The question was, how far away will the homes be? There's a building restriction line, and it's got to be 30 feet off that driveway, so the easement for the driveway. So the easement for the driveway is 50 feet, and then there's another 30 feet of a setback. So that, and I doubt they're going to jam it right up on that building restriction line. So, but there's at least 80 feet, if this gets approved, from the property line to where the house could be.
Well,
from
see, the apartment. They didn't send us nothing about that.
Yeah. That's a county requirement.
All we got is to know is that you're going to have a meeting.
And yeah.
That's
right.
Why we come.
No, understood. So thanks for coming.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson, I know you may be, are more familiar with the site than the commission is, but the drainage issues, can you kind of enlighten us on what your knowledge of the drainage issues are?
Evidently, the high point on this property is right here, so the natural drainage right now, and I would imagine that the back part of this property here has been being used for
grain,
crops, corn.
Corn's in there now. Yeah.
So if, you know, with after the crops have been tilled, there could have been some runoff coming off of that back field there. It does run. If there's any flooding, we did. The site evaluation, if you look at the site evaluations I submitted, we did look at the entire property. There was nothing wet that was noticed within our site evaluations, unless he's talking about out front here, and there could be something.
There was a little water standing there the other day. Is there a tax ditch anywhere nearby?
No.
Okay, thank you.
We have about 10, 12 inches of water there right now.
I don't doubt that, sir. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Whitehouse?
No, thank you.
Ms. Balkafish?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
No, thanks.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks. Nope.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, or you may call the office in the morning and see if we make a decision. Our next public